Time now for sports on KDDR, The Tornado.
With a look at your sports, I'm Paul McDonald reporting. Oh, Carrington's comeback fell short as they fell 53-50 in high school boys basketball on Wednesday afternoon at Medina Finger Buchanan. Josh Mosier led the Thunder with 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 steals. He also blocked a Carrington desperation 3-point shot at the final buzzer. Hudson Top did his best to keep the Cardinals in it with 5 3-pointers in the second half and finished with a game-high 21 points. Hudson Schmidt added 14 points and 9 rebounds. Grady Shipman had 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals. Sawyer Wanzek added 10 points, and Rylan Wick had 10 points as well for the Thunder. They're now 2-0 on the season. Carrington falls to 1-3. In high school hockey, Hunter Nelson had 2 goals and an assist, all coming in the second period, as Jamestown doubled up Williston by a final of 6-3. Nolan Nienau had a goal and 2 assists, and Brody Hillstrom had 28 saves for Jamestown, who go to 4-1 on the season and have now won 3 in a row. In girls hockey, Bernadette Belzer had a goal and an assist, and Ella Rolson had a hat-trick along with 1 assist as the Jamestown girls defeated Williston by a final of 6-1. Erica Anderson added 22 saves for Jamestown. They're now 2-2 on the season. And the Class A boys basketball poll is out, and West Fargo has moved into the top spot with 11 first-place votes, moving up from number 2 last week. Minot High got 9 first-place votes. They are now number 2, moving up from number 4 after their victory over Jamestown earlier in the week. West Fargo Cheyenne is 3. The Blue Jays fall to number 4, and Bismarck is 5. Also receiving votes, Bismarck Century, Fargo Davies, and Mandan. On the girls' side, Bismarck Century still number 1 with 17 first-place votes. Fargo Davies still number 2. They got the other 3. Devil's Lake moves up to number 3. Watford City moves up a spot to number 4. Bismarck Legacy falls to number 5. Bismarck Hive, Grand Forks Red River, West Fargo, and Shanley all receiving votes. And Oklahoma won in the Cotton Bowl, a 55-20 win over Florida last evening. And Wisconsin won its bowl game by rallying to beat Wake Forest 42-28 in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. That's a look at your sports. For sports anytime, log on to newsdakota.com.